You're tuned to 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and this is the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we welcome new contributor Danielle Kirkland into the Sundial Writer's Corner. She recounts her childhood experience as an equestrienne.
I guess it would be accurate to say that I grew up around horses, in the sense that I did grow up in their vicinity. My uncle had horses, and he lived just up the road from my mama's house, where I spent most of the unencumbered days of my early childhood. In those days, when I was too old to be a baby and too young to be an adolescent, he would sometimes throw a saddle on one of his horses, lift me up top, and lead me around in a circle. I never took the reins myself, but still, I felt big riding so high atop a majestic creature. My uncle was a cowboy before my time. At least, I know I've seen an old picture of him on a bucking bull. My daddy, though, was not much interested in the rodeo. Oh, he'd seen every Western to ever come out of Hollywood or wherever it is they make Westerns. But instead of calf roping, he preferred playing baseball or training his bird dogs. As a little girl, the difference between a skilled horseman or not did not matter to me so long as someone was willing to put me in the saddle. So when Daddy brought one of my uncle's old horses to our house for a ride around the field, I was not afraid. My dad put me on the horse, and then he climbed up behind me. We poked around, never making it to so much as a trot. We got down to the creek, and the saddle just slipped off to the horse's side, taking me and Daddy right down to the ground. It was a soft and graceful fall. The horse was good-natured, and we were not injured. It was many years before I had the chance to get back in the saddle, and decades had gone by since we fell off the old gentle horse when Daddy bought or traded around for me a Shetland pony. His name was Whiskey. He had one blue eye and one gray one. We brought him home, and I sat on his back. I took him to the backyard and gave him a bath with the garden hose. He'd take a nip at me now and then, but I, who had always dreamed of being a cowboy, was delighted because I'd found a horse that was just my size. It was on that first weekend we owned him when my young nephews came to see this little pony for themselves. We all encouraged them to take a ride. To show them just how fun it would be, I decided to hop on first. Once more, I trusted the old man's saddling skills. I noticed that he had not put the saddle blanket on under the saddle, but I put that fact out of my mind. I threw a leg over the pony and began to ride. I could hear Mama, who has always been the nervous sort, hooping and hollering and telling me I needed to get right off that thing before I broke my full neck. Well, little Whiskey might have been small, but I soon felt the mightiness of his gallop. I looked at my dad and I laughed. Was it joy or fear? I do not yet recall, because it was about that time that the little devil bucked me right off his back. I landed on my neck, or was it my head? The only part of the world around me that I could see was my sister's feet. I tried so hard to tell her that she had horse you know what on her leg, but my brain would not send the words to my lips. I heard my brother say something about how somebody better go get him a gun because he was going to shoot that horse. As someone helped me into the back of the truck, my youngest nephew said, "Poor Danielle, is she going to die?" The emergency lights blinked on and off as my brother rushed me to the county hospital. I sat on the bed in the emergency room, trying to remember what I had done the day before, but it was a struggle and I could not recall. The only thing I could think of was how the actress who had played the mom in the Lindsay Lohan version of The Parent Trap had died of a head injury. It was only when the nurse asked me who the president was that I was able to divert my attention away from my certain impending death. I searched my brain. Was she asking me who the president of the hospital was? But then I had a smart thought. "Of the United States?" I asked. She nodded, and I told her who it was. I guess I was fine, because they sent me home straight away, and all I got for my trouble was some unattractive bruises on my neck. I wasn't even a fit enough cowpoke to ride a pony. I traded in my dream of becoming a cowboy for some other half-baked idea, and poor Whiskey, who my brother did not shoot, was sent back to where he came from. And something I had to learn the hard way was this: Daddy sure can't be trusted to saddle a horse.
Danielle Kirkland was born in Limrock, Alabama, and now lives relatively close by in Scottsboro, where she raises her two children and writes columns for the Jackson County Sentinel and Jackson Magazine, a monthly publication offering features on art, music, outdoors, and people who make Jackson County, Alabama special. You can hear Danielle's story again or any of the past Sundial stories of poems by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Programs tab. Every Monday morning at 9, we'll present a new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.